This is the Carl Tomasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sport.
And now featuring Melissa Makos, it's the Coach and Makos on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head.
And good morning, Savannah and the Low Country, and welcome back to the Coach and Makos. That's right, it's the Coach and Makos. Used to be the Carl Tomasi Sports Report. Now it's the Coach and Makos every Saturday morning right here on ESPN Radio. AM 1400, FM 104.3, now over in Hilton Head Island at 92.7. Well, happy Memorial Day weekend. It's beautiful outside. You better get out there soon because it starts raining this afternoon. You're not going to see the sun for a couple of days. But I got the sunshine right back in here with me. And she's a little sweaty and smelly and her back hurts. But you know what? She did something good this morning. She volunteered her time to go run the Savannah Mile for the 200 Club. And I know this is near and dear to your heart. And, of course, you know, my heart is bleeding. We lose an officer yesterday, Officer Christie, on I-16. Tracked the trailer. I bet you the guy was on his phone. Any amount of money to track a trailer driver's on his phone.
Yeah, well, they had a story on WTOC with Meredith Parker, who was out there this morning, and she's been hustling to, you know, bring us the news and everything, and she's a great reporter, and she was talking about how, you know, the police and GSP and Savannah PD and Chatham County PD are saying that, you know, this is one of the worst things, the worst distractions. People are driving by accident scenes and they're taking out their phones and they're filming the accident scene, and it's exacerbating the situation. And, you know, it's awful. And not only, you know, Officer Christie, I know Savannah PD also lost another officer, Officer Lupus, earlier in the week. So that's, you know, two strikes in 1 week, and it's terrible. It's really heartbreaking.
One of my son's classmates.
Yeah, it's tragic.
It's a tough week. It's a tough week.
It really is, and that's why something like the 200 Club of the Coastal Empire is so important. You know, when Frank and I were together, he won the Medal of Valor Award from the 200 Club for, you know, some of the rescues that Saves. Him and his co-workers made. And, you know, it's so important, especially because they help financially those families who have lost their loved ones in the line of duty, and not necessarily in the line of duty, but lost their loved ones tragically. And so it's just comforting, you know, if, you know, for lack of better words, for somebody in that situation, you know, a wife, a husband, you know, parents, kids, whatever, to know that you're going to be taken care of. You know, my dear friend Angie Hummeldorf, you know, and we lost Mark.
Head varsity softball coach at Richmond Hill, who does a great job over there as a teacher and as a coach, as an educator, going to CrossFit.
Mark was tragically killed in a car accident right before Thanksgiving. And so on my Fleet Feet Savannah Mile, my race bib, you know, you can write in memory of. And so I wrote in memory of Mark Hummeldorf. And, you know, it was nice to be out there and just to see all the
packed house, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I ran the first heat. The first heat is untimed, and it's for families and animals and stuff like that. And it was nice to see. Normally it's not as packed for that first heat because it goes every 20 minutes, just depending on your age. And it's just a great event, and I've seen it grow over the years, and I think it's so important.
Oh, it's a big deal. Everybody was talking about it all week.
Yeah, and I registered last year but didn't run last year, and it doesn't matter. They're like, oh, you're not going to run. It doesn't matter.
Your money's there.
This is where my money is going, and so it doesn't matter to me whether I run or whether I walk or whatever you want to do. And even if you're not participating, just get out there and go see it. It really is an amazing thing, and especially if you can get out there and see the final heat. That's the hero heat. That's where the families, you know, of those who were lost, run in that final heat, and it's just so impressive. So, it's for a great cause, and you know, I definitely definitely all the feels.
Oh, it hits home. I mean, 9/11. You know, we don't have these people. I know they get paid. It's their occupation, but you don't have people that are going to put their life on the line for you. Where would we be? And you know, I say this every Memorial Day. I say this. I've said this throughout my life. It's not the politician. It's not the business owner. It's not the doctor. It's not the nurse. It's the people that put their line for us, the veterans that go to battle, to war for us, to make us free over the course of our history. If we didn't have these men and women out there fighting for our freedom, and then, you know, when we come back, there's got to be law and order and there's got to be safety. These people put their line, and they do it. not just for the love of the money. It's not for the love of the money because they don't get paid a lot.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, just, you know, and you know, I mean, I talk about my ex-husband all the time, Frank, and, you know, him and I have a great relationship. You know, we're better now that we're divorced.
Yeah, best friends now that you're divorced. Right. Right.
And I just have such appreciation for him and everything that he does. And he never wanted the accolades. Never wanted, you know, the awards, never wanted the attention because
right.
for him, this is his job. This is what he does and this is what he loves to do. And I really think, Carl, that it takes a special mentality. You know, we hear all the time, oh, God bless you. I could never be a teacher. I could never be a teacher. You know, I could never be a nurse. I could never be a firefighter or a police officer or a doctor because I can't stand to see, you know, even a little scrape, a little cut or, you know, a nosebleed. Ugh, no. So, you know, everybody that has their occupation and does what they do, you know, they do it with pride. And, you know, there's something special about these first responders, our military, our police, our EMS, firefighters, you know, go down the list. And it's impressive. And so I will run this race every year.
It's a great cause. Well, let's get into our lineup here. And once again, happy Memorial Day weekend. And once again, we had the Savannah Mile going on around Forsyth Park. Lineup today, we'll start off with a war veteran, okay?
Yes.
He's the man that's behind the scenes here every weekend with us. And he's punching the buttons and putting the commercials on. But he went in and, you know, put his life on the line, and we're talking about our man, ESPN Coastal's own Cody Queen. He's going to do fitness first with the Makos.
Yeah, you know, sometimes we don't realize the stories that are right in front of our face. And so a couple weeks ago, we were talking about Murph, the workout Murph, and it's the mile run. It's 300 air squats, 200 push-ups, 100 pull-ups, and then another mile run.
And I'm looking for myself to get ready to do this.
Yeah, and so Cody said, yeah, I do Murph all, you know, every year. I was like, what do you mean you do Murph every year? And so we just got to talking. I'm like, you would be perfect for fitness first. You know, you're an inspiration. He's lost a ton of weight. You know, he CrossFits. He does Murph. And we're going to talk to him a little bit about what Memorial Day weekend means to him.
He's a vet.
Yeah, he sure is, and what it means to our community.
And then we'll go to, of course, this is their second championship in the last 4 years. We're going to talk to the state champion baseball coach from Benedictine Military School. He's got two under his belt at Calvary Day School, which 2007. Were you here when Calvary won the state championship baseball? You came in a little later.
In 2007.
Calvary won the baseball championship.
I came here in 2007.
So you probably came here after the season was over.
I was here in March, so
you might have been here
for
it.
I was here.
So Kevin Farmer, Benedictine cadet himself, takes his team to their third state title. We'll talk to him about 9:30, 33, 34. Then we'll get into turn two. We'll take two turning topics and we'll break it down. The coach Makos. Game number two, quickly introduce the show again. Come back in the second quarter with the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. I'm excited about this one because I've watched this girl grow up, and I'm so proud. She was the low medalist in the Class AA Golf Tournament. St. Vincent's wins the state golf tournament for the first time in the story from last year. You know, they went into the second round. They were up six strokes. The rain came down. They had to revert back to the last inning or the last round. So they didn't win the state championship last year,
That's
and they
right.
were leading. So, but they won it this year. We're going to talk to Rin Richardson. Following her right after that, about 10:33, we're going to talk to a coach, Carrie Moreau. She's a character, but I'm telling you right now, she had these girls fired up. And the fighting motto was May 22nd, because what happened the year before, they were looking for May 22nd all over again. So that's the lineup. We'll close it. We'll go three out the door, which goes very quickly, to the scoreboard. Okay, Braves, first place, still up a half a game, even though they lost to the Boston Red Sox, okay, who has one game on my New York – oh, sorry, our New York Yankees, but we are promoting the Atlanta Braves because we're your source for Atlanta Braves baseball, Atlanta Hawks basketball, Atlanta Falcons football, and Georgia sports. So, but anyway, they were up 2-0, couldn't hold on. It was an interleague battle. I love interleague. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I was watching it last night before I fell asleep because, you know, Friday nights, that's what I do. That's how I party. I watch baseball. And, you know, the Braves look good, but, you know, the Red Sox are just on a roll.
So, I mean, Mookie Betts.
You got to
love that. I like Mookie Wilson.
I like Mookie Wilson, too. I remember Mookie Wilson from the Mets. Yeah, Mookie Betts.
But what's great about today is they come back and they play at 105. It's always great when a hometown boy goes home. Sean Newcomb, who pitches for the Braves, he's from Middleborough, Massachusetts. Who did he grow up rooting for?
Red Sox.
The Red Sox. Mm-hmm. So he gets to make his Fenway Park debut. And you've been to Fenway Park. There's nothing like the old Yankee Stadium.
Yes, agreed.
Fenway Park and, of course, Wrigley.
Wrigley. And
there's nothing like it.
You know, when I was living in Boston, I went to Fenway all the time, and there's nothing like that Green Monster. You know what the Green Monster represents, right?
No.
it was the green monster was the highway system.
Okay.
Because there were these ugly green barriers that were running through the city of Boston, and you know, obviously the big dig, they got rid of all of that. But that was the green monster was their highway system within the city, or not highway, but whatever, their roadway system.
So they just stacked them up on a wall and made it that big, eh?
Oh well, apparently, but yeah, there's something special about Fenway. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, so the Braves will be on right here on ESPN Radio Savannah. They'll be taking on the Boston Red Sox at 105. Drew Prominence, 1-2, takes on Sean Newcomb. So the Braves will be up in Boston. We're going to skip right away. We're going to go to SCAD girls, SCAD women, because I know this is right up your alley. They did it.
Yeah, the SCAD women, they, the golf team, they are your 2018 NAIA National Champs. They first team since 2013 to claim both the team and individual titles. They won the crown by 19 strokes. Sophomore Maria Paula Otero won the medalist honor with an even par at the 24th annual NAIA Women's Golf National Championship from PGA National, which is the champions course.
Which is a pretty long course.
Yeah, 5,875 yards.
It was scheduled for four rounds, but due to the weather, they shortened it, so 54 rounds. But they were up 19 strokes.
Yeah,
so
right,
it didn't
right.
matter. But look at all the accolades they got this year. It's
one,
unbelievable.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Six accolades. Maria Otero, national medalist, runner-up, tournament runner-up. Paulina Camacho.
Her teammate.
Coach of the Year was Amanda Workman from SCAD. Player of the Year was Maria Otero, SCAD. And all-tournament team, Paulina Camacho and Maria Paula Otero, all SCAD.
All right. Well, we got a lot coming up, but I know we usually get to the scores. We'll come back with this. We're right at the end of this first segment, and we want to get Cody Quinn on. So we want to do fitness first with Melissa Makos. Remember, it's Memorial Day weekend. Get out there. You see a vet. Also, I'm going to add something to this. You see a police officer. You see a firefighter. You see an EMT, a rescue worker, a paramedic. Thank them for what they do, because you know what? They make us do what we do. We're free to do what we do, and we got to thank them. We got to appreciate for what they do. I know we have a lot of this, with the NFL and the flag and everything else. But you know what, people? If we didn't have these people doing this for us, we wouldn't be able to voice our opinion. We wouldn't be able to stand up for our rights.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Next up. Fitness first with the Makos.
That's right. Cody Queen, you're coming right up. Get ready.
Get ready to talk a little, what is it, Murph?
Murph. Yes.
Okay, we're going to talk a little Murph, whatever Murph means. But she'll tell us and Cody will tell us. You're listening to the Coach and Makos right here on
ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
We'll be right back after this.
The Coach and Makos, only here on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400, FM 104.3, and 92.7 Hilton Head. We're also streaming live at ESPNCoastal.com. We also are on your smartphone, so if you're up in New York, New Jersey, wherever you may be, you can listen to us in Boston, okay?
That's right. Well, I know Markel's listening, right, Markel?
Just download the ESPN mobile app. You expect him to respond to you? Yeah. He's not sending next to you this week, okay?
Maybe he'll send me a message.
ESPN mobile app. Click on headphones and go to Savannah Hilton Head, and we're right there. We're there for you all weekend long. Well, of course, ESPN Radio is here for you 24/7. But Melissa and I are here from 9 to 11, and it's the Coach and Makos, and we're at Fitness First. And yeah, I've been saying it all along, being a health physical education teacher for a long time, this is a big thing in our society. It's no longer a fad. People want to get involved. People want to get in shape. And it's Memorial Day weekend, and the Makos had a great idea. Why not get someone that's been involved, who's a vet, that is involved in sports training?
Yeah, our producer, our man of everything that is behind the scenes, and he does his own show right here on ESPN Coastal as well. And, you know, him and I got to talking, and sometimes we the people that have a story are right in front of us. And sometimes just talking to somebody, you realize, oh, my gosh, you have a story too. And I think it's important for our good friend Cody Queen to get his story out there, because he is a vet. Purple Heart. Like you said, it is Memorial Day weekend, so the timing is right.
And we get to know who Cody Queen is.
Yeah, and so, you know, like I said, we're behind, you hear our voices, but what you don't hear and don't see is what Cody does behind the scenes. So I don't know how he's going to come on.
Well, he's joining us on the ESPN Radio Savannah Smiles mobile hotline. It's the man himself, our producer, our board operator, the man that calls the guests, the man that runs the commercials,
yeah.
Cody Queen. Cody, what's up?
It's me, Cody James Queen. How's everybody doing?
Cody, are you there?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
I can hear you, yes.
All right. We're going to have a little feedback on our line because we didn't call him. So, but we'll deal with it. So Well, once again, you've been up bright and early. You had your ESPN Coastal Adventure show, and then, of course, you ran the Rick Stiles show. Now you're running the Coach and Makos. Do you ever get a break, buddy?
No, I do not. Sometimes on Sundays, but during the NFL season, I do not get Sundays off.
that does not make me happy, Coach.
Yeah, because I am the lead NFL analyst in the station, too. So once the fall comes around, I am extremely more busy than I am right now.
You must love it.
I do love it. I do love my job. After I got out of the Army, I was definitely looking for something that gave me more purpose, and this job definitely gives me a lot of purpose.
Well, you just great segue into the next question. How did you wind up in Brunswick, Savannah, the Coastal Empire? Because you're a Carolina boy, aren't you?
I am a Colorado boy. I have a farm in North Carolina, though.
Okay.
I actually was living, after I got out of the Army, I was living in Colorado. Then my wife is from L.A. She hates the snow. So she wanted to move where somewhere is warm, and she didn't want to move back to Cali because it's too expensive. My mom was living in Melbourne, Florida, so we moved down there for a year. And my buddy told me about a program that is giving away houses for wounded veterans. So I put my name in for it, and a house came up in Brunswick. So that's why I moved to Brunswick.
Nice.
Wow.
Well, let's get into the Wounded Warrior. How'd you wind up with that?
I used to poke at IEDs. That was my job. I know it's not the best description, but I did route clearance. So I would go out in front of everybody and look for IEDs and make sure the rest of the troops were safe. And sometimes they found me. And I've had about 5 brain injuries. I broke my back in 3 different places. I had to relearn how to walk. I got 2 Purple Hearts. I've been to Iraq and Afghanistan. And I got retired at the age of 26.
What makes someone want to go poke around for mines?
I'm telling you right now, they tricked me. They definitely tricked me. They said, you're going to be a combat engineer. I was like, oh, engineer, cool. And I get there, they're like, explosives engineer. That's what we should have told you. But it sounds cool if we call it combat engineer. I'm like, oh, great.
So, Cody, you definitely have a story, because I know you and I were talking, and you said since you've left the Army, you've lost 30 pounds. But, I mean, I didn't know about your injuries and all that stuff. So how did you get back into fitness, and how has that helped you with improving your life after getting out of the Army?
So when I was very in shape. I was with the Rangers, so I was a sapper, it's what they call it. And so I was extremely in shape. I did Murph actually all the time. Not you're saying once a year, but I used to do it like every month. And my best time was actually with a 30-pound vest, which was my actual vest that I wore. And I got like 45 minutes with it.
Wow.
And I used to do the incline all the time, and then when I got hit again in Afghanistan, I broke my back, and I had and that's not where it did me in. I actually stayed in Afghanistan not knowing I really messed my back up that bad, and then when I got home, I was doing a 9-mile run, and I like slipped down some like a mountain or like a hill, and I hit it wrong and apparently messed it up. I couldn't walk. They had to like help me relearn how to walk. And I gained a bunch of weight, and I lost a little bit while I was in the Army. So total, I have lost about 50 pounds, but since me being out of the Army, I've lost about 30 pounds.
Wow. Talk about Murph. We talk about it as a workout. Sometimes we might lose sight of why we do Murph. Lieutenant Michael Murphy, who was a SEAL, was killed in the line of duty back in 2005. What is doing that work? First, what is the workout, and what does doing that workout mean to somebody like you?
So a lot of these workouts are actually named after fallen heroes. And so that's the way that a lot of the Rangers or the SEALs or the Special Forces kind of remember their friends, since they work out 2-3 times a day. But Murph definitely consists of it's a 1-mile run, 100 push-ups. I mean, it's 200 push-ups, 100 pull-ups, 300 squats, and another 1-mile run. And I like to do that, like you said. Now I do it about once a year, and I do it every Memorial Day. And my time's definitely not as good as it used to be, but I have fun doing it.
Yeah, well, how did you recover from your injuries and to get back to the point you're at right now where you actually can do Murph? Because a lot of people would have said, well, broke my back, can't do it. But here you are, however many years later, still able to do this workout and honor somebody in our military.
It's more just pain management. After I got hurt, it was pretty scary at first. Like, I didn't think I was going to be able to walk again, but the doctor said I was going to be able to. It's just a minor thing. It happens sometimes from your bones infusing wrong on the, because it was my lower back, and then it just hitting something, a nerve bad, and boom, it's gone. And then I had to almost try to heal that myself with, and I didn't want to do surgery. So I had to do through all this different kind of therapy and all that stuff. So it actually helped a lot. But you just got to have the mindset of, like, don't quit. Kind of like when you do CrossFit, don't quit. You have all your buddies around you saying do not quit. So as long as you got the positive people around you, I think you can do anything.
Yeah, it's very, very mental. And I know Murph can be very mental as well. I've done it since I started CrossFit. I love that they bring awareness, how CrossFit brings awareness to the military. But you don't have to do CrossFit to do Murph. Where are you doing it this year? Are you doing it this year?
I am doing it in a gym down in Brunswick. And and there's also a gym on St. Simon's Island. But last year I was down in Florida and I do the local gym down there. But I'm hoping to go do it over there.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too, is that with Murph, so it's on Monday, Memorial Day. I know over at CrossFit Steadfast, CrossFit High Performance here in Savannah, that, you know, anybody can just come in and do it. So if you want, come on up, do it at CrossFit Steadfast with me on Monday morning. You know, we'll be out there grinding in the rain, I think, as it's supposed to rain. What does this mean to you? What does Memorial Day mean to somebody who has been in the trenches and has really fought for our country and put their life on the line?
I've lost a lot of friends, so this is a kind of day to remember, to celebrate. It's, everybody says, well, happy Memorial is ago is not happy. Well, it is. You got to celebrate their life. Don't grieve their life all the time. The time for grieving's already been passed. It's time to celebrate them. Time to go get a barbecue. They would love to have a barbecue if they're still around. Do it then. Do it the way they would do it. Go have a few brewskis for them. Cook a killer rib. You know what I mean? Just go and do it. Just remember the boys and the women and be happy. It's a happy day. Celebrate their lives. I think that's what Memorial Day should be, is a celebration of their lives.
You know, Cody, like I told you before, my father had two Purple Hearts growing up. They were hanging on a little pegboard in my basement, and I didn't know the value, the meaning behind those Purple Hearts when he passed away. And I'm for some reason, we lost the medals. I tried to find his history. You know, he was in World War II and the Korean War. But without you guys and girls who do what you do, we wouldn't be doing what we'd like to do. And that's here talking sports, talking local radio, talking fitness. But once again, we thank you for your service, and we thank you every week for what you do. And once again, let's go have one for the boys and girls. That's what Cody wants us to do.
Yep, and I thank you guys for your support, okay?
Thanks, Cody. We appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, Carl, I love the Fitness First segment. It's really, it's gone beyond my expectations. You know, at first, you know, I was thinking, let's talk to people that are in shape and, you know, get other people motivated.
There's more stories behind it.
There is, and when you hear stories like Cody's story, it's just, it
warms. Two Purple Hearts.
It warms my heart, and that's. You know, and like I said, you just don't, sometimes you don't realize the people that are in your life and what they do, because.
Explosive device engineer. Go poke this mine and see if it blows up. I mean, but then what does he do to get back into shape? Fitness.
Yeah, fitness. And it's so mental. And we know that you're about ready.
I'm working on it.
You're about ready to come to that spin class. And
hit, I'm halfway and hit, there.
Yep. So we're excited about that. And, you know, Cody talked about the mental aspect of it, too. Mm-hmm. And so I know for me, like when I don't, on days that I don't work out, it's so mental.
Right.
And it's sometimes harder to take a rest day than it is to, you know, actually get out there. And he's absolutely right when it comes to the mental aspect of it, is that it really helps you with those endorphins.
It does. So, it gets you going.
It does. Sure does.
God bless the vets. Thank you, Cody, for what you do and all your comrades in arms and people out there who are still fighting for us. They're not vets yet. But once again, we got to thank them. And once again, fitness comes into play, because go online, put the word fitness in. It's probably the biggest word that trends out there every day.
Yeah,
everybody's
sure
looking
is.
To get into fit shape. All right. Well, next up, got to talk a little baseball.
Oh, I can't wait.
They won their first state championship in 1961. It wasn't until 2014 that a young man that went to school there brought him back to prominence. And that's, of course, Benedict Cadet alum Kevin Farmer, who's now the head coach there. Then he does it again this year in 2018. We'll be talking state baseball championship with the man himself, Kevin Farmer. Take it away, Melissa.
Right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
Now here's more of the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
You get as old as me, it goes quicker and quicker every day.
Steve Miller Band.
Steve Miller Band. And, you know, we're talking about time in the future, and we go back and we think about the past. This young man has been part of Savannah for his whole life, and he played at Benedictine, went on, got his degree, coached a lot of Little League baseball, because I know I had a little run-in with him one time. He don't remember when he was coaching chain links.
Yeah.
And, you know, but he was a feisty young man back there. Never thought he'd. You know, never thought I would have my young son play for him, but my young son loves him, and he's just done a great job. He helped guide the Benedictine Military Cadets to their third state title, 1961, 2014, 2018. He doesn't live in the past. He wants what's going on in the future, and read the article in Savannah Morning News, and it was a great article about it's one game at a time, what's going to happen in the future, not what's happening on. Great segue, Cody. You didn't even know that was going to happen.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, this young man is joining us now on the ESPN Savannah Smiles mobile hotline, and a good friend of mine, and always great to have him on the phone or on the radio with us, Kevin Farmer. Kevin, great job. Congratulations again. I don't know, buddy, every year I turn around, you're getting rings for those fingers. I know you're not wearing them, but, you know, sooner or later it's going to catch up where you're not going to have any fingers anymore.
Well, I thank you, know, Coach DeMasi, thank you, Melissa. Thank you all for having me on. And, yeah, it's fun, it's exciting, and you know, it's great for the for the boys on the team. You know, they deserve it. They're the ones who put in all the hours of hard work and sweat and tears and just grinding it out all season. Plus the off season, doing off season workouts. So, pat on the back for them for all that they did and sacrifice for for another state title at Benedictine. But I'm privileged to be around some other guys who won state titles with BC this spring. I mean, Coach House track team with those guys did a great job, brought home some state trophies in track, and then Coach Walls with the tennis team. And the tennis team winning their first ever tennis state championship, and of course soccer going back to back with Coach Moore. What an amazing coach and a great group of young athletes on that soccer team. So I felt a lot of pressure after soccer and won back to back, and Danny won another one in football at BC and tennis. I was like, oh, we got to get to work. We got to finish the drill this spring. So, and they did. The boys did good, and I'm proud of them.
Well, yeah, I mean, BC has had some spring sports season. Once again, voted by the Georgia Athletic Directors Association the best athletic program in the state in any classification 6 years running. So you got a lot of good things going over there, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm biased, being a graduate and now the assistant principal, and I used to do, admissions. I'd say, hey, you can take my word for it, or you can come over here and get a feel for it. But, BC's always had that special bond with the guys and the students and the athletes and the coaches and the history of Savannah. And we've just been very fortunate to have some well-rounded student athletes come through the last few years at the school. And when you think about it, you think about some of these guys that are all playing baseball, college football at the next level, and some of the guys who are leaving right now and going off and doing great things at at some of our flagship universities around Georgia, with Georgia Tech and Georgia and Georgia Southern and Kennesaw and Georgia College. We just have a good mix, a good balance at BC, and we've been fortunate over the past few years.
Yeah, Southern Miss too with Stevie Powers. That kid is something special as well. And Coach, you look at some of the alum from yourself included from Benedictine, and you look at some of the kids that you guys have over there now. There definitely is something in the water over at Benedictine. But you guys, that's what you do. You build up men, you build up gentlemen. One of my really good friends, she's sending her son there, and that's the reason why. Because you're making boys into men. And how does that translate, from what the mission of Benedictine, how does that translate onto the athletic fields?
Well, I think, Coach Britt says it a lot, and we preach character, spirituality, purpose, and brotherhood. But, they start up, and these incoming freshmen start the day after Memorial Day. They'll start next week, coming in at 8:00 in the morning, and there's 100 of them in that weight room, learning the proper weightlifting techniques. They're doing conditioning drills as freshmen. They're coming in, and that says a lot about our coaching staff and our athletic program, and, you know, to the fact that, you know, we're grinding it out in the summer, Monday through Thursday, with speed and agility, weight training, and we want all our players to do that, the lacrosse players, the baseball players, basketball players. You know, they're doing those things, and they're in there, they're getting after it. They take time off during dead week, and then they're back at it in July, getting, you know, gearing up for, you know, football season across country. So, you know, these guys are in there doing that and getting after it. But I think when school starts up, now we, input, the academic part of everything and the JRTC part of everything, the discipline, the haircut, the shaves, and I'm the bad guy. You know, I had a student come to me and say, "Coach Farmer, I've never seen you smile because you're telling me I have to get a shave, or I have to shave and have a haircut, or, you know, doing what I need to be doing." We're trying to teach them those things, or and just basic gentleman values and respect, and not only to themselves but to others. So, you know, it goes along with that Benedictine philosophy and principle that we're fortunate to have.
And you're listening to Coach Makos right here on ESPN Savannah. We're talking to the head state with the head baseball coach of the state champion Benedictine military program. All right, Coach, let's talk a little baseball. Starting out this year, you told me it was going to be a little tough season, but you guys got over the rocky start and just ran the table. And your boys stepped up the plate. And you're talking about a freshman, talking about Carter Holton. I mean, unbelievable season. Did you foresee this when you started way back when in January?
No, I mean, honestly, we didn't. I mean, even
– I know, you told me.
Yeah, we were like – there were some major question marks, not only for, us offensively, but defensively. Certain outfielders, who were going to plug in the outfield, who was going to step up and, catch for us, and especially on the mound. You know, you never can have enough arms and guys that play key roles. But it was a good group of young men. They got after it. They did what they had to do. And there was a point at the time of the season that there was...
To the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, 92.7 Hilton Head. I'm the coach, Carl DeMasi, and right here in her Savannah Mile t-shirt she just got. She just ran Savannah Mile. Melissa Makos, the Makos, and of course, it's the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, and we're talking to a young lady that has had a great golf career, great golf season, and we'll get that to in a second. Sorry about the technical difficulties, but we're live on Facebook Live now. Hey, if you make a comment, you're watching us, make some comment about what we're doing, talk about Rin, you got a question for Rin, hey, we might even get you a gift certificate to Mellow Mushroom and Pooler. Have some pizza and talk about, our Wetherington Chiropractic Athlete of the Week. But anyway, Like I say every week, I know I'm a broken record, broken CD, broken DVD, whatever they're called now.
Broken iTunes.
iTunes, but this is a favorite part of our show, my show, our show now. And we bring on the good kids, kids that have done something special. This young lady has been an all-greater Savannah, Morning News, first team selection, 2015, 16, 17, 18. She's this year's Player of the Year. She was the low medalist at the Georgia High School State Association AA State Golf Championship this year. She's a member of St. Vincent's first state golf championship team. She won the area 1-2A title with an 84 as the Saints captured the team title. She shot a 42 at the Savannah High School City Championship. She also already signed to play golf at Shorter College, okay? On an average, 41 strokes for 9 holes, 82 for 18 holes. I wish I could shoot 10.
That's it.
Okay? I wish I could shoot a 10 on a hole. But, but anyway, she shot 35 at Bacon Park on March 8th, and we just found out yesterday that she's on the All-State golf team, the All-AA State golf team, with teammates Emma Saunders and Trisha Reisman, and she was named the AA Player of the Year. Joining us now live in studio, Rin Richardson from St. Vincent's Academy. Hey, 2 years ago in your driver's education class, I had a funny feeling that you might be back. Yeah, I'll slide in a little, Rin, so we could see you. There we go. And, people checking in on us and watching what's going on. Remember, that's Melissa Makos, hopping right in there. But golf, it's part of your family. You know anything about the Richardson family? Her dad, Pat, was the longtime pro at Wilmington Island Club. Now he's where?
Sea Island. So he started working there in January, so it's been a good 5 months, and we're about to move with him. So
you got to speak a little louder there.
It'll be good to have him.
Come on,
there.
You getting nervous now?
Oh, you never quiet.
There you go. There's the violin come up. Okay. You know, Rin, I've had Rin in my driver's education class 2 years ago, and we had a lot of fun. St. Vincent girls, BC guys, whole bunch of students from different schools. And I knew she was special, and I knew she played a lot of golf. And, you know, so when did Dad and, you know, Mom make you stop playing golf? Probably as soon as you started walking, right?
Before. I had a golf club in my hand before I even started walking. So
You didn't need a bottle. You needed a golf club.
Yes, exactly. So it's in my blood. Like, I've been playing golf since before I can remember. And so to be able to make it this far in the last few days with everything that I've accomplished has been really awesome.
Well, graduating, winning a state title, moving, you've been in the same house your whole life. There's a lot going on. But what was your first impression of golf? I mean, what do you remember about playing golf the first time you picked up the golf club and started hitting the ball around?
So there's this picture of me standing at the Wilmington Island Club, and I remember I'm holding this little plastic club, and I'm hitting onto the green. And, of course, you know, it's a plastic club, so it's not going to go very far. And I was probably only two or so. So I never really had the opportunity to make a first impression like a lot of people do, because the golf club was given to me as a kid. And so to be able to see how far I've come from that little plastic club to my irons now that I just want to say championship with has been really awesome, because that first impression that I never had, I've been able to make an impression how important golf is to other people,
right,
from
so
my successes.
It's been handed to you. You've been playing it your whole life. Was there a standout golfer that you can remember way back when that you wanted to be like? Or you wanted
yes.
to emulate?
So there you see this tournament called the Kraft Nabisco, and Brittany Lincecum won the tournament. It was probably 2007, 2008. And after you win, you jump into the lake. And so I remember seeing her jump into the lake, and I thought that was the coolest thing. Well, it came full circle this year when they changed the name a few years ago to the ANA Inspiration, and my now favorite player, Pernilla Lindbergh, who's battled a lot of adversity. She played on the tour for many years and didn't win a single tournament, and then won this past year after beating out NB Park, who is arguably the best women's golfer that has played the game. She beat her out in 7 playoff holes, and they had to go back on Monday, and to see her jump into the lake was really cool, because it had kind of come full circle for the last 10 years watching.
Nice.
Rin, have you had a chance to reflect on your senior year and your time at St. Vincent's Academy yet?
Not really. I'm still on this high. Like, I hope it never ends, but I'm still on this big high right now. I knew going into this week what needed to be accomplished between graduation and winning a state championship. And so hopefully this time next week I'll be sitting in my room and I'll just be thinking about how much I've accomplished this year, and I was not expecting at all of these wonderful things that have happened in the last few months, because it's been the beginning of the year. I broke my foot, and so I didn't really know how everything was going to play out. I didn't even know if I was going to be able to play golf, and so to see now and look back and think about how that injury, how I've battled back from it and battled that adversity, and it came out on top was awesome.
You know, Carl and I talk about all the time how sports are so physically demanding. Athletics is physically demanding, but it sounds like you've hit the mental part as well, especially with golf. We know how mental golf can be, because I know for me, I've broken a few clubs and thrown a few bags and whatnot. So to be able to have that injury and to be able to come back from an injury like that and play a sport like golf, talk about how mentally demanding it's been on you. And you're so young to be able to, you know, come back from an injury like a broken foot and to do what you were able to accomplish.
Yeah. So it was just a freak accident. I was going up for a layup and warm-ups before a game, basketball, and came down on someone's foot, and I wasn't able to practice for 8 weeks, and I got my boot off and had an ankle brace on and went to the golf course 2 days later and played. Oh, I couldn't play yet, but I was just hitting golf balls, and a week before our first tournament, I was out there hitting full shots and shot 42, and so the mental aspect of it's been really hard, because there definitely were some tournaments where I had struggled and shot high numbers that I think back and like, man, how did I do that? Like, how did I shoot that high of a number? But the mental aspect of it is something that I think I've grown a lot in through the years. Like, I can look back freshman year and see that my mental state was not very good. And now it's gotten a lot better. And golf is, because it's, and usually you're playing by yourself. Like, I mean, there's people you're playing with, but like, you're playing by yourself.
Yeah.
And Like, I can't go talk to Emma or Trisha or Lane and be like, hey, like, it's going bad. Like, we do a lot of thumbs up, thumbs down, like, how you doing kind of thing. And there's been plenty of days where I want to do a thumbs down, but, like, I know I got to do a thumbs up because I'm not really playing that bad, but I feel like I'm playing really, really bad.
Yeah, so you talk about basketball. How has, other than injuring yourself, how has playing other sports helped you with your golf game?
Absolutely. So basketball put me in really great shape core-wise, arm strength-wise, to be able to hit the golf ball farther. But it also gave me, not that golf's not a team sport, but it gave me like a real true team sport to play. And I also think that Coach Dawson's been a really big aspect in my life. It's kind of carried over into my golf career. And so to have her as my basketball coach, but to also help me in golf's been really awesome because she's always there to encourage me and make sure that I know that no matter what, she's proud and I'm doing a great job.
You're listening to Coach Makos. We're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. This week's Athlete of the Week is the AA State Golfer of the Year. She's also part of the first AA State Golf Championship team from St. Vincent's, and that's Rin Richardson. Okay, Rin, you just got into it, you know, hurt ankle, getting back in shape. Is there a specific workout that you believe that has helped your athletic performance besides just playing basketball?
Yeah, so I think that doing a lot of crunches, sit-ups, push-ups, all those kind of things have helped, but golf takes a lot of practice, and so I can almost consider my workouts being at the golf course and practicing. Doesn't matter if I'm hitting balls on the range or if I'm putting on the green. I'm working those different, like, I'm working my mind to think about, hey, you got to focus, but I'm also working my muscles to help me remember, like, hey, it's 90 yards away, this is how far I need to swing the club kind of thing.
Well, and behind every great athlete, student athlete, there's always a great family. How's your family contributed to your success?
Well, I like,
and a sister.
Yeah, so I would say that without my family, I might not be sitting here right now, because I maybe not would have ever been introduced to golf. And so to have my dad as my swing coach and my mentor, and like to be able to look up to
him.
Yeah,
tell how mom and dad met.
Oh, okay. So my mom and dad met when my parents, well, my dad and my mom's brother were both playing on the golf team together. And so they had stayed friends. And so golf kind of brought our family together, to say the least.
It's funny how that works, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
So, now, you know, we talked about all the awards and we talked about the team. Talk about your teammates, because, you know, we had a little break in between here because of technical difficulties. And you were talking about the four girls that you've hung out the whole year with. Talk about your teammates. Talk about, you know, Trisha. Talk about Lauren. Talk about Emma.
Okay, so this is definitely good because they're my best friends. And so to be able to play the last 3 months, well, 4 months with them has been really special. And I played with Trisha for the last 4 years. And then Lane and Emma are both sophomores. So for the last 2 years, we've played together. And after last year in state, we spent a lot of time this summer working to get better to reach our goal of winning state championship. And so this whole year, from the first day of practice, we knew what our goal was, and we had that mindset that we needed to win. And so we did everything that we could to win, and I think we lost two matches all season out of our 20, so we played pretty well, I'd say. And to have the support as a leader of the team, to have their support and to know that they're behind me, and even if I'm having a bad day, that everyone else is going to step up and play their best game is really awesome, because you don't always find that you can have four awesome golfers on a single team. Like, that doesn't always happen, and so it's been really special to have that.
You know, you got to throw the other lady that was involved with school golf, Coach Moreau. Tell us about Coach Moreau, because May 22nd, that's all she kept on telling you guys.
Right. So she kept saying that to me, and I was like, no, you're putting more pressure on this one day for me, May 22nd. And so when it got to May 22nd, I remember sitting there, and I eat Fruit Loops before golf tournaments. So I'm sitting there, and I'm eating my Fruit Loops, waiting while everyone else is hitting. And she's like, all right, girls, it's May 22nd. And she slid little notes under our hotel room door. So when we woke up, we saw the May 22nd note. And so we went out there and played our hearts out on May 22nd. So we had been waiting a whole year for this day. But Coach K, as we affectionately call her, she has a lot of encouragement in her, and she's able to, even if I hit a bad shot, she's like, hey, you're doing great. You're awesome. Even though I'm like, no.
She's always so upbeat, right?
She is,
she's always
yes.
so upbeat. She's bubbly. I can just picture her out there, May 22nd.
So. Oh, yeah. So she, even the girls from the other schools love her, and they're like, where is she? Like, I want to see her. And so she's been really awesome. And I think that a huge part of my successes are owed to her because of the mental aspect that she's given me. And I've had a lot of confidence in myself, and I'm a really great putter, and putting a huge part of that is confidence. And so I stand over those 10-foot putts, and I know I'm going to make them, so that's important too. Because
you can hear Coach Moreau saying, you're going to make that putt, you're going to make that putt, right?
Yeah, so I made probably about 20-ish 10-footers. Nice. This past week. I only hit 11 greens, so I had to make them for par a lot. So to have the confidence standing over those putts was really important, because if I didn't have confidence, this mm-hmm. could be a whole different story right now.
Well, we know that you're going to shorter college, and we're excited for you to continue your career. But when we were off air, we were talking to you about what you want to be when you grow up. And I was so impressed with your career path that you want to take. Just tell our listeners and our viewers what you want to be when you grow up.
Okay, so I want to be a speech therapist for pediatrics. So I'll be helping kids that maybe they can talk, but maybe they're having a hard time pronouncing words. I'm going to be able to help them out, and I already know sign language, so that's a huge bonus.
Well, you're this week's. Grab that right underneath your leg right there, on top of that, okay? For your hard work, your dedication, and I'm glad it worked out, because I had Emma on a couple of weeks ago, and I told Coach Moreau that I have to get Rin on. Well, you deserve this, Rin. I mean, just unbelievable. Double A, Girls Golfer of the Year, team championship, Savannah Morning News Player of the Year. Well, you've been on that team every year. You've worked so hard for it, and that's why you're this week's Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from May 26th, Rin Richardson, St. Vincent's Golf. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And it's always fun talking to Rin.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Very impressive. I can't wait to see where you go in your future.
Thank you.
Well, we know she'll be in Rome, Georgia for 4 years and playing a lot of golf during the summer, from what we found out.
And get to this, because my back has been hurting me.
Your back hurts. Another body part hurts a little time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room. Can you?
No.
Well, at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to have a less painful life, and, of course, always achieve a healthier life. The Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic now is located in two locations, on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, right here in Savannah, Georgia at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays in Pula, Georgia at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Wetherington at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs. Ren, best of luck. I was waiting for this day, because I know when I saw you 2 years ago sitting there, and I knew you were a golfer, that this was going to happen, and we're proud of you.
Thank you.
And I know Mom and Dad is too, and your sister.
Absolutely.
So, but once again, Savannah's always home, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll be right back. We're going to continue next, right after this break, with the coach of the St. Vincent's Tennis Golf Championship team, Kerry Moreau. Stay tuned. You're listening to Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400, FM 104.3, and 92.7 Hilton Head. We'll be right back.
Now here's the coach, Carl DeMasi, and Melissa Makos on ESPN Radio.
And it's the Coach and Makos every Saturday morning right here on ESPN Radio Savannah and Hilton Head. Glad you could join us, whether it's for 5 minutes, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, our Facebook Live sections. But what the last segment, this is what it's all about, Melissa. This is why I do it.
Yeah.
The kids. It's all about the kids. I mean, and Rin Richardson just named the Georgia High School State Association AA female golfer, the St. Vincent's. I mean, that's what it's all about.
I mean, what hasn't she done? She's all everything. And, you know, what I really like about her is and I'm getting a lot of comments on the Facebook post, the Facebook Live, is, wow, what a great interview. Wow, what a great kid. And, you know, it's so nice to see these student athletes out of their respective sport to come in here and accept an award like this and to be so humbled after all that they've accomplished and to give credit to everybody but themselves.
Exactly.
And, you know, one of the people that Rin credited with her success mentally, physically, and athletically was her coach, who we have on the Savannah Smiles mobile hotline right
now. You've been hanging out with me too much.
Yeah, way too. Savannah Smobiles. We might have to rename it the Savannah Smobiles.
But joining us now on ESPN Radio, Savannah Smiles mobile hotline, is the head coach of the State 2A Golf Championship team, the St. Vincent Lady Saints, Kerry Moreau. Kerry, thanks for coming on.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
Kerry, I'm telling you right now, I just got goosebumps, and I mean, the joy of... And the feeling of dealing with someone like Rin Richardson must have been special.
Oh, it was the best. Being with her for 4 years, it's going to be hard to replace that feeling with she and Trisha both, because I've had them both for 4 years. But they are just unbelievable. Just the camaraderie with the whole team has been so very special. Just little things. I mean, we just get along. We laugh. We have nicknames for everybody. It is, they have nicknames for me. It's just great. It's just great.
You know, Coach, you talk about, you know, the camaraderie with the team, which is kind of ironic since golf is such an individual sport. But Rin touched on that as well about the team atmosphere that you guys had. How important was that team atmosphere and that chemistry that the Lady Saints had this year in terms of, you know, helping you guys win that state title and being so successful?
Well, I have three, you know, that are all state. And if we had just used our 2 and 3 scores, we still would have won state. That's pretty fabulous.
Yeah.
And they would always ask, the top two would always say, how's Trisha doing? She was not number three. How are Trisha and Lane doing? Because if they weren't playing their best game, they knew that Trisha would come through and still make it happen, which she did for City last year. She did for City this year. So it's really helped to have that glue. I call her the secret weapon, because number three, usually, you know, we only take the top two scores, and our number three has been the top two quite a few times. And I think at that team effort, they know that they could depend on each other, even though it's an individual sport.
Yeah, and you know, like you said, I could just feel it talking to you. It's like these are your girls, and these four girls look out after each other. And, you know, when we talk about golf, and Melissa, you can talk about this too. We talk about an individual sport, but when you talk about golf in high school, I can't believe the camaraderie, the togetherness, the closeness, the bonding, whether it's boys or girls, that these teams have. It's got to be something special, Kerry, because you coached softball, you've coached basketball, you've coached a number of sports. Now you're into the yacht club and the golf course, but it's something special with these group of girls playing as a team.
It really is. They call me mom sometimes. And I do treat them like a mom. I think of them as my girls, and I expect them. They don't get to use their phones at dinner. I mean, we have dining when we go out after a golf match. I'm always talking about manners. I'm talking about how they respect others and on the course. And I wanted to know that I wanted St. Vincent's to win so badly, but more importantly, I wanted the other girls to say, boy, they're so nice. They're so good, but they're so nice. And they did. I mean, that was important, too, because golf is more than just about golf, about the low score. It's about manners. It's about etiquette. It's about focus. It's about not showing any kind of, like, bad sportsmanship. So I think that was more important than us winning, is that we won with grace.
And class.
I really believe that.
Grace and class. And, you know, I think Rin is the epitome of class, just having her in here. This is the first time that I've met her. You know, Carl's talked about her, and, you know, that shows a lot, and that says a lot about your program. That says a lot about St. Vincent's. How has St. Vincent's really helped these girls to grow up and to be the women that you guys have trained them and taught them to be?
Well, St. Vincent's motto is women who lead. And I made these magnets for the car with golf clubs that said St. Vincent's Golf, Women Who Lead. Mm. And now I've put State Champs 2018 on those magnets. But we were women who lead. And that's what, it was kind of scary with the magnets on the bus, because we had to be in the lead. You know, but that is the mantra. They lead. They lead in, well, everything. Look, soccer won too. I mean, whether it's our one-act play or, you know, the girls lead everything at school. You don't have to do anything. It's student-led. It's not teacher-led. There's a teacher moderator, but the students take the lead. And I think in golf, you have to do that. And St. Vincent's really pushes girls to become women who lead.
Oh, I absolutely love that, especially, you know, we're still dealing with, Title IX and inequality in women's sports and inequality, you know, for women in general. I absolutely love that mantra, women who lead. And I think we could all take a lesson from, St. Vincent's, not just academically, but athletically. And I can tell that, you know, Rin and, you know, the athletes at St. Vincent's are, if they're playing sports, they're going to go and play sports in college and be successful, but not just athletically, but academically as well. And Rin clearly epitomizes that.
They all do. All four of mine are A students, the top four, actually the top five.
Wow.
I think smartness and golf go along. I think good grades and golf go along, because if you're academically challenged and you're focused academically, you're going to have that same kind of focus on the golf course.
Yeah, that discipline.
Well, I know you were challenged for a full 365 days because of that May 22nd slogan, and that's what I'm going to get into now. So let's rehash what happened last year. You had taken a 6-stroke lead over the first round lead of Vidalia during the final day of the 2-round event, but then the rains washed out the event and you had to go back to the first 18 holes, which Vidalia was championed by 2 strokes.
I think it was one. Everybody keeps saying two, but it was one.
It was only one. That's right. You are right. It is one.
But with that being said, you know, they kept saying it was torrential rain, and the girls said, don't stop, Coach K. Don't vote it to stop. We're not quitting anything. You know, and then the committee voted for us to quit, to stop. So we went back to the day before. So I just said, okay, girls, here it is. We've got 354 days till next year, and we're going to make it to May 22nd, and we're not stopping. So, I mean, it was the whole year. I'd say, put a ring on it, May 22nd. I'd put a little ring, you know, when I'd send them a remind. And, you know, May 22nd's not here. And then that morning, I cut it out of the newspaper. The morning, you know, to USA Today, May 22nd, and I put a note under their door that said, it's May 22nd, girls. It's time to get it done. Let's go. This day is finally here. And they were 5 strokes ahead already, you know, so we had that cushion, thank goodness. And then they said, you know, they were singing the umbrella song and wanted it to rain. And I said, no, we want to be the first that's ever played in the 2-day tournament and won, because last year was the first year they made the tournament 2 days and it was only played in one. And so now we actually played 2 days and won. So we have made history in many ways. First at St. Vincent's, first ever. They even put that on their ring. They put women who lead, and they put first ever.
Nice. I love it.
So I think May 22nd was our day.
Well, we're running out of time here. I know with a little setback here, we had to cut the segment short. But overall, you got a bunch of girls coming back. How does it look for May 20? What is it, 3rd next year?
May 23rd, yep.
What does it look like for you and the girls next year?
I think we've still got another chance, because we're going to work hard, and we've got Emma coming back, and she's just a fabulous golfer, and she can help fill the shoes that Wren left. And then I've got Chloe Sales, and she can help fill the shoes for Tricia and Lane. And then I've got freshmen that even came and watched the match, and they are fired up. So we're ready to go.
Well, Carrie, great job. And I could say that you should be back-to-back champions, but we'll take the first one, because first one's always the charm. And once again, great job. And I can tell you right now, talking to Wren and her with her stories, telling us about Coach Moreau, your girls love you.
Thank you. I love them too.
Thanks, Coach. You're an inspiration.
Thank you so much.
And that's Carrie Moreau, head coach of the St. Vincent's golf team. Just a special group right there, Melissa. I mean, you just can feel it through the coach, through the kids. I know it's a small team. There's only 5, 6. But it's still special.
As soon as she said team camaraderie, that really kind of struck something in me, because I played
golf isn't team.
Yeah, because I played team sports my whole life, and I was never into any individual sport, you know, until I hit CrossFit, because CrossFit is individual, but I use it for that team atmosphere. Why are you shaking your head at me?
I went to CrossFit with you 3 weeks ago. That wasn't no individual. That was a group of people pushing each other,
exactly,
and encouraging each other. Yeah, the other guy might have finished his 1,000 strokes before you did, but they're all, I mean, I'm telling you, you got to check out CrossFit. It's individual, but it's not individual.
But exactly, and that's how, you know, I love to hear this about golf, about gymnastics, and about some of these other sports, swimming, that, you know, is primarily an individual event. However, when you pull that team together, and, you know, I'm a big proponent of team sports, and, you know, just hearing Wren talk about it and hearing Coach Moreau talk about it, I absolutely love it, and I'm excited for their future, excited for what they can accomplish in the years to come.
But it's about the kids, and you could feel it through Wren and the coach. It's all about the kids. Well, we're already out of here. We got one segment to go. Cody, keep us intact. You're listening to The Coach of Makos right here on
ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
And we'll be right back after this.
Now here's the coach, Carl DeMasi, and Melissa Makos on ESPN Radio.
Can I say that we're closing this one out already, Miss Makos?
It goes by so fast.
Shh, too fast. We only got about 3 minutes to go here. So what we're going to do, we're going to get three out the door, and then we're out of here, and it's Memorial Day weekend. Perfect segue. What's your favorite Memorial Day activity?
Going to the beach. Now, not going to the beach and partying it up. I'm not about that life. The beach is a special place to me because I grew up on the Jersey Shore, and it was
She's a Jersey Shore girl.
It was tradition.
What exit?
131A. Although apparently in New Jersey they misnumbered them, so now it's 132. But whatever. I'm still.
So go ahead. I got off the tangent there.
So my grandmother and I were very, very close, and she lived down the shore, and we would go down every summer. And you know, I have her wedding ring and everything, and so you know that just brings up memories of, you know, my grandmother, my pop-up, and, you know, my family going to the beach, my uncle, my aunt, my cousins.
I know, I'm going to make you laugh. My favorite Memorial Day activity before I moved down here was the firehouse, hot dogs, apple pie, and a lot of adult beverage.
Yeah, and Coney Island, the hot dog.
And I don't know if you ever heard of a Harvey Wallbanger. That was my favorite. So, but it was very sweet. Adult beverage, a little orange, a little vodka, and a little Galliano. You know, a little Italian in me. I got it. So
I like watching baseball too. Yeah. I like
baseball, hot dog, and having a good time with the boys.
Yeah.
So okay, sports, Memorial Day. Go hand in hand, Savannah Mile.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And I'm on Facebook, and I'm watching everybody's Facebook Live, and I'm watching everybody's pictures. And, you know, the last heat was the Heroes Walk, and just very, very emotional. And so now this is part of my new tradition, is the Savannah Mile and Murph, doing Murph on Monday. So I may not be here, you know, after that, because
you'll be here. You'll have people pushing you steadfast. It'll keep you up and going.
That's right.
Okay, and the last one is Memorial Day the official start of the summer?
I mean, in Savannah, down south,
it
doesn't feel like it, but up north, you know, it is the kickoff for summer. You know, the Jersey Shore, the beach is open, and that's when you have to start paying to go onto the beach. So I say yes. I say it's definitely the official start to the summer.
All right. Those are the three out the door. 2 hours always flies by quick. Cody Queen, great job. Always love you, and thank you for your service. And it's Memorial Day weekend. To all the vets out there and all the people who are serving our country and protecting us, our first responder, God bless you, and thank God you do what you do. Right here following the show, don't forget, we are your Braves station. We'll have the Braves against the Red Sox at 105. Go Rip Braves. And then tonight we'll have Houston taking on Golden State. And tomorrow, same thing, Braves at 105. And then we have the Eastern Conference Finals. Remember, every Saturday morning from 9 until 11, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hill Net, you can listen to your sorts for Savannah Area Sports. It's the Coach and Makos. So enjoy the rest of the weekend. And until next Saturday, may it be the best week ever. And we'd love it to say, because we're both baseball fanatics.
Always hit it out of the park.
Happy Memorial Day. Enjoy what you do. And once again, I'm going to go home and have a little hot dog, apple pie, and maybe get in my Chevrolet. We're out of here. Have a good weekend. Happy Memorial Day.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.